Businesses in Washington state say a tax on carbon would cost jobs and hurt the state's economy. That was their message Tuesday during a public hearing on a proposed carbon tax. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
The measure would impose an escalating tax on greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuels and electricity. A provision in the bill would set aside some of the money raised to help fossil fuel workers who lose their jobs. Mary Catherine McAleer with the Association of Washington Business took issue with that.
Legislatively planning for people to lose their jobs is deeply concerning to us, especially because most of our state's counties are still above 8% unemployment, primarily in rural areas.
But the sponsor of the bill, Democrat Joe Fitzgibbon, chair of the House Environment Committee, says he's frustrated by a lack of action on climate change.
We know that Washington's emissions are lower than the national average because we're blessed with abundant carbon-free electricity. We also know that Washington's per capita emissions are still too high to guarantee a safe climate into the future.
Democratic Governor Jay Inslee has his own carbon tax proposal. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.